very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 12th, 2017. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about how the diaspora will be celebrating Zimbabwe's 37 years of independence.
Zimbabwe turns 37 next Tuesday, and some people in the diaspora will be celebrating this weekend here in the United States.
There's mixed feelings over Zimbabwe's independence because of the current harsh economic conditions, with some people implying that they are worse off today than they were before independence in 1980.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And remember, tomorrow, Studio 7, Voice of America, will be hosting a live panel discussion about Zimbabwe's independence and beyond Zimbabwe's independence, beyond the elections, that is, the elections of 2018.
And so tonight, as my colleague Chris said, we are discussing how Zimbabweans in the diaspora are going to celebrate Zimbabwe's 37 years of independence. Ingwa umbeyo, Chris, 37 years. Makure makumi matatu, nemanomwe, nyika yawana kuchitonga kuzere, vana wa Zimbabwe vasununguka. Saka, tutakunza watu vari kunze kwenyika, muri kupembera sei, tambo, bata vamwe vari muno mu America, mudunure Maryland, DC ne Virginia, West Virginia, vari kutaiwa tine urongwa wakati kurei, hanzi tine tichisangana munzvimbo dzekutandarira, tichidya nekunwa, tichirova mhanzi, tichirangarira makore makumi matatu nemanomwe nyika iwana kusvitonga kuzere. Vamwe vataurawo nesu vari kuti dambudziko hombe nderekuti pamakore 37 kana iwe makumi matatu nemanomwe nyika iwana kusvitonga. Zvinhu zviri kutoomera vanhu zvekuti vanhu vanenge vava kuvhunzana kuti kuzvitonga kuzere kwacho kuri papi, kana tikanga tava kuramba tichitambura zuva nezuva, hauwane chekudya, hauwane chekupfeka, hauwane mari mumabhanga, hauwane mabasa nezvinhu zvakadaro zviri kungoomera vanhu. Asi hapana chinobvisa makore makumi matatu nemanomwe awanikwa nenyika yasununguka. Ndonyaya yatiri kukurukura, hatisi kutarisa vari mudiaspora chete. Kana imwe uri kumusha, pindai, chirongwa ndechenyu, Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Chris.
Yebo Chonga, lamhlanje ke zulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle. Siya divana njalo kudiaspora forum esiyenza ke nsuku ngosuku lwango lwesithathu maviki wonke. Yiko ke lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lukazibuse independence. Ngolwesibili ngeviki ezayo iZimbabwe yabisenelisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasikhombisa, 37. Yiko ke lamhlanje sithe sixoxe sizwe ubana iningi lalabo abaphandle kwelizwe bona bathini, baxoxa behlangana ikakhulu ngeviki ezayo, kumbe bakhona njalo sizwile ukuthi bahlangana khona pha eMelika bexoxisana ke ngodaba lwe-independence, njalo bejabula busosa begida lokunye okunjalo okutshengisa ukuthaba, kodwa ezinhliziyweni zabo abanye bathi hayi, ukuthaba kukhona kodwa akufani nje lensuku zakudala. Okokuthi Jonga, sebezibuza ukuthi what independence ngesilungu, what independence do we have?
Ipapo ndo pane mvunzo, asi ndo patiri kuti zvakare atirase mbereko nokufirwa. Vana veZimbabwe haikona yekurasa mbereko nokufirwa. Independence inoramba iripo, asi zvinoda kugadziriswa ndezve magariro emusha. Zvinhu zvingagadziriswa sei? Asi 37 years idzi hapana kwadzichaenda, ndedze vana veZimbabwe. Ndozvatoda kunzwa kuti muchadzicherechedza sei muurongwa hwenyu. VemuAmerica vari kutaura kuti kutanga weekend ino, aiwa tinenge tichitandadzana. Toda kunzwawo vari kune dzimwe nyika, vari kuBritain, kuAustralia. Ndoziva hangu kuti vamwe varara ikoko kana kuti vaakutomuka, handinyatsozivi. Asi tipeiwo kuti muri kuiteiko kuSouth Africa. Pane vari kudzokera kumusha here? Nekuti tiri kuona kuti horidhe dzava dzaita mbiri, kwabata na Easter neIndependence. Saka toda kunzwa kuti vanhu vari kurongei, Chris.
Yebo Jonga, yes, ufuna ukuzwa kakhulu sibili ukuthi kungahamba njani. Wakathesi ke silomunye wethu umhlonishwa wethu osilaye lamhlanje ozasiphathisa ukuxoxa esiyaba sihlaziya ke indaba yona le ekazibuse igama Jonga ngoCassius Jesus Manampofu esilaye ke ecingweni lapha. Siyakwamukela mnumzana Jesus.
Ngiyabonga baba, ninjani khona ngapho?
Labantu lokusebenza la. Hayi thina ngapha siyaphila. Mr. Mpofu, can you tell us briefly about what you make of independence? 37 years is quite a lot. I know people were born in 1980 or in 1981, just after independence. They are old. They have kids now.
Some are grandfathers and grandmothers.
So what do you make of that?
I think Independence Day, 18 April 1980, was supposed to be a day that was supposed to bring happiness and prosperity to the people of Zimbabwe. But unfortunately, it turned out to be a very, very painful day, painful event, leading to what actually happened after we gained what we call our independence. Though it's not independent as such, but according to me, it was just a change of government from the government that was there during that time, a white minority government, to another government that is a black minority government, the cruel government of Zimbabwe. I think it was supposed to be a good day. We were supposed to be celebrating what now remains in our memories, in everyone's memory, who saw both governments, who knows what the white government was, and who sees the black government. I think it's now just a painful thing because people are suffering under this present government. We are supposed to be celebrating. I think when you look at Independence Day throughout the world, it's supposed to be a day that brings the nation together. It's supposed to be a day that brings happiness, memories, good memories and bad memories together. But in our situation, I think it's a very, very an unfortunate situation where we lost everything after gaining our independence.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Mpofu. Just keep holding. We have another guest, Jonga.
Tina va takawira kapikinyu. Tino gamchira ipa churongo vaka pikinyu.
Maswera, maswera, rwa Jonga ne vadare venyu.
Aiwa, taswera vaka pikinyu. Regai tungo ziusa vatereri ne vatariri kuti vaka pikinyu ndiani. Vaka pikinyu chizwaro che Zimbabwe. Vari mu Rockville muno mu America asi tingango ishandisa se kuidaidza se nharaunda ye Washington DC Metropolitan ndo mavari kumusha vachibva kumashanaland east kwamutoko kwakatsande uku regaiti munzwa kuti vari kutiwo panyaya yekuti Zimbabwe iri kutama kore makumi matatu nemanomwe yawana kuzvitonga uye iyo vari kucherechedza zuva iri vari kunze kwenyika vakapikinyi.
Chekutanga ndinofara chaizvo kuti Zimbabwe yasvitsa makumi matatu nemanomwe independence. Sezvo zvataurwa nemutariri wedu abva mukutaura kuti haasi kufara hazvo, asi ini ndinoti hangu vana veZimbabwe tofanira kunge tichifara, tichishuvira zvatinoda kumberi, zvatiri kuda kuona. Zviripo izvi zvichapfuura hazvo, ticha matambudziko anowanana nevanhu kana vada kusvika kunyika yeIsraeri sevana veIsraeri pavakabva kuIjipta vatambudzwa naFaro, asi rugare vakaruwana. Asi inino semugari wekuno kuAmerica ndiri chizvarwa cheZimbabwe, paweekend tichange tichifara nevamwe vekuZimbabwe tichirangarirawo, asi tisingakanganwewo vamwe vedu vari kumusha vasingakwanisa kufara mufariro watiri kukwanisa kunge tichiita isusu paweekend. Uyezve tichirangarirawo avo vakafira kuti isusu tiwane mufaro watinawo nhasi, tiwane rugare rwatinaro nhasi rokwanisa kuuya kuno nyika dziri kure kuti tikwanise kutsvaga chouviri. Variko futi vamwe vapenyu variko kuZimbabwe vakarwira zvisununguko, vakarwira nyika, asi havasi kukwanisa kunge vachiita sei, vachifarawo, vachinzi vachidyawo zvavanofanira kunge vachida, asi nevana vavo, mhuri dzavo dziri kushupika zvakanyanya sereke. Kozoitawo vamwewo vanozviita vakuru ndo vari kugarawo vachidyawo zvinofanira kunge zvichidyiwa navana Zimbabwe. Saka chiri kunyanyondirwadza ndechekuti Zimbabwe haisisiri Zimbabwe yemunhu wese, haisisiri nyika yahuchi nemukaka. Vari kumusoro ndo vari kungodya vega, isusu vari kuzasi nevahama nevabereki vedu hapana kana chatiri kuwana, uye hapanawo chatichawana. Asi ndinoshuvira hangu kuti mumakore ari kuteera aya, isu vana veZimbabwe tichawana rugare, tichagadzirisa nyika yedu.
Matama ano tingati kushingisa, anopa ushingi kuvana veZimbabwe kuti ramangwana richajeka. Ngatirambei takatsungirira. Rambai hanyu muri parunhare vakapikinyu. Chris, Mr. Kapikinyu is urging Zimbabweans to be resilient. He says good times are to come, and he compared the current situation to the time of the people of Israel when they were being in fact, they were under harsh conditions, and Moses was sent to free them. So he says one day there will be a Moses who will come in and free the people of Zimbabwe. So maybe you can ask Mr. Mpofu in Sindewele.
Mnumzana Mpofu, njengoba ilanga lifika elikazibuse, ungasitshela nje ukuthi wena uzabusenzani, uzabuthakazelela yini ilanga le?
Kunzima ukuthi ngithi ngizalithakazelela, ngoba ngaphandle kwelizwe khona angikho ekhaya. Angikhethanga ukuba lapha kulindakuludulo olusibhekane nale khaya. Ngisho ukuthi mina lelo langa mhla ka 18 April liyabe kuphathi kwezi, so ngizabe ngisebenza nje kulimi kuza kufana lelanga elinomali nje njengamanye amalanga onke. Lo banje kufanele ukuthi libe lilanga elikhulu lapho esasimasi sizwa ngesizifaya ka-1979 siya kuma-elections esawenza ngo-March. March or February, I can't remember khonapho. Sisiya khupha uhulumende wayekubusa, kungena uhulumende womuntu omnyama. Kumele kube ilanga elikhulu kakhulu ebantwini bonke, okwempilo yethu yonke, lezizukulwane ezizobuya babekwazi ukuthi umbuso womuntu omnyama esinawo khona manje abazowuthola ukhona utholakale kanjani, ngasiphi isikhathi. Kodwa-ke kubuhlungu ngoba iqiniso elikhona lizinyembezi, laba abahamba empilo besiyakulwa balela into abangayaziyo. I mean, ngizama ukuthi ngithi balwa kodwa abasakutholanga ababekulwela. Babulela ukuthi umuntu onke akhululeke, kodwa sizothatha sabakhululeke ngabambalwa. So okukhona lesi kuhlupheke ebantwini baseZimbabwe. So ilanga leli langa elikhulu, kodwa-ke aseyikho lokho ebesikhikhalihle ngabayikhokhona. Mina ngedwa akukho engiza kujabulela ngalo kwamanje. Maybe ngesikhathini esilandelayo ma kungatshintsha, sizoqala kwakusha siyele emuva ukuthi yo ilanga leli sesifike lapho, kodwa sisuke laphala kwamanje akukho.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Ungaqhubeka ubambile lapha. Sesilomunye umlaleli, uNkomo. UNkomo useSouth Africa, siyakwamukela Nkomo. Nkomo,
yebo, linjani?
Ye, siyaphila, linjani ba?
Hayi, siyaphila.
Ye, ungaphi kweSouth Africa?
Sejohannesburg.
Oho, ungasitshela nje ngelanga likazibuse ukuthi ulibona njani wena?
Kimi kuyafana lokuthi alikho totally, vele alikho kandibali lama-reasons alista la. Silwile lapho izipra kayibhalwe emaphepheni ukuthi abantu abethu bebale bebekwazi ukuthi izipra yalwa lapho. Kimi vele yidot. Point number two, angethe ngiserebulete ngu-foreign country, ngithi ngelizwe engalilwelayo. Kimi that's being stupidity, kufuze ngiserebulete ngisekhaya. Point number three, I can celebrate abantu eZimbabwe bengelamali ukuthi bedle labantu ababo. Point number four, I can celebrate singavunyelwa ukuthi sikhulume into esizifunayo elizweni, kuthiwa ungakhulunywa yabotshwa wena ilizwe ukuthi ngelakho. Kuyolokho idlala ngesikhathi ku-celebrate into enjalo. Point number four, angeke ngiselebrate singakwazi ukuthi izanu uLucas Masuku yayimbophelani waze wafelejele. Sifuna ukuba kwazi ukuthi yambulalelani ejele izanu yena le ebusayo esithi sisebrate ngaphansi kwayo, abantu befala ikhefi bebulawala ngegugrawon. Point number four, kunzima ukuthi mina ngiselebrate abantu babulawa izanu bonke abagcwele phansi balafaka abohlungu njengezinja phambi kwamehlo wami, bebulawa izanu sifakwele i-curfew, abanye abantu belafe njengezinja, mna ngidabule phezu kwabo. Point number enye layo kunzima ukuthi ngicelebrate baba indebele izani ibhala amagama esindebele ngezipelling ezincolileyo kimi kuyanuka lokhuyana kufuze kulungiswe ibhadi ukuthi asilabantu abesimeleyo 36 years asimelwanga lapha ekhaya baba ngizwe umuntu esithi ma-trend imelwe izipelling zibhala so umuntu ogulayo ohlanyayo kufuze esiwe esibhedlela okokugcina ngeke ngiselebrate izanu isale ukuthi sivote nakuyithi esalweli lizwe lelo.
Hayi kuzwakala, siyawezwa ama-points akho sibili baba. Hayi ubelelanga elihle.
Akulungise konke lokho baba, correct, khona sizocelebrate. Bengabi bengasibeze sivala kobulawa bethu bakhulu kuyimoli lokha. Siyakwazi abantwabethu, asoze beqhathwe. Abantu bokobulawa bavula amedwa, asoze liqhathwe, ngaze likutshale kulo izandla kwabantu ade kuzovula imoli leyo kuthiwa ezovulwa lapho. Likhohlwa liqhathwa.
Hayi siyathemba balalele, sibongile kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Okay. Yeah, jonga Mr. Nkomo has a number of points. He stuck on four, of course, there were more than that. He talks about the distortion of history. He says, especially on the zebra side, yeah. They're not saying much. And then he says he cannot enjoy celebrating in a foreign land. And also he says there's no freedom of speech back home. Mm-hmm. And he was also asking why, for example, they're not talking about why the government killed Lookout Masuku, the former Zebra commander. And he talks of the Gugura Hundi massacres, and also one of his concerns is he says there is a misspelling of Ndebele words as if there are no people representing
the language.
And he also mentioned the vote. He said, you know, people in the diaspora are not allowed to vote, yet they are Zimbabweans and they went to war and they demanded that right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still not given to them.
Oh, that's a long list of issues to be addressed.
More than
but I'm not sure on the Masuku death, how he says he was killed. How did he die?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where up to now it's not really clear. He was in, remember, he died in jail,
in prison.
Yeah. So there are these suspicions that, in fact, not suspicion as such, but the fact that he was not feeling well, and when the family asked that he be given some, medical care, they were not granted. There's quite a number of issues surrounding that, which many people are saying, oh, well, we need to know exactly why this was happening, you know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe Mr. Kapikin, you can respond to the caller.
He has very valid points. I cannot belittle his concerns. I know that people from Bulawayo are very angry with the way things have been. Gukura Hundi has never been addressed, and nobody has actually apologized. People want to brush it aside as if it was an event, like people just fought Kumombe and have to move on. But I think there needs to be real answers to the real issues that the people of, especially Matabeleland, from Midland to Matabeleland, have in terms of what really happened in Gukura Hundi, who was responsible. And these people need to also go and apologize to the people of Matabeleland. And probably we have a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. That commission should actually find out what really happened, who was affected, and how people need to apologize. But I think the most important thing, no monetary compensation can repair for the damage that has been done to the people of Matabeleland. It's one of the most underdeveloped regions, Matabeleland, underdeveloped regions in Zimbabwe. So the only way whoever is going to rule Zimbabwe can compensate the people of Matabeleland is not through giving them monetary compensation, but it's developing, putting resources, putting jobs, getting Bulawayo back and running as an industrial hub, and making sure that the people of Matabeleland can enjoy themselves. They cannot be able to speak the best. I think the The other important thing is everybody has to learn two languages in Zimbabwe, whether she learned Ndebele. So it should be compulsory to Shona and Ndebele, so that we understand that the people of Matabeleland are also part of Zimbabwe. And Ndebele is equally important to the people of Zimbabwe, and they should be able to speak it. Multilingual, not good team. People of Matabeleland, they learn in Ndebele, and people in Mashonaland, they learn in Shona, as if we are two different countries. So to unite people, the next person should be able to make sure that both people of Matabeleland and Mashonaland come together and we speak the same language both Shona and Ndebele is taught. Mm-hmm. And on the diaspora vote, it hurts me so much that I'm not able to vote, but I call myself Zimbabwean. I'm not even able to vote here, but I'm contributing to my country, Zimbabwe. Americans, even an American who's at the moon, is able to cast his vote. Why not for us Zimbabweans? We contribute $1 billion to the economy. They want a diaspora policy, but they don't want our vote. They just simply want our money. They are not really serious about what they really need and what they really want. We can contribute so much to the economy as long and the country as a whole, as long as we are given that chance to vote. Near freedom of speech, it's just one and the same thing. The Supreme Court rules that people are within their freedom, within their rights to say whatever they want, even if they say anything against the president, against the first lady, against anybody. But we see people still being jailed day in, day out, despite Supreme Court ruling that anybody can say whatever they want about the president. It's freedom of speech. Sometimes you have freedom of speech, but you have no freedom after speech. After you say it, you are taken to jail, no bail. No bail for simply saying something that you really feel strongly about. People here in America can say anything that they want about the president. People in Europe will say what they want about the president. But especially among our countries, Africa and Zimbabwe in particular, you can't say anything against the president. You can't say anything against his wife. You can't say anything about his kids, or even his chickens and dogs, because you get arrested because you are undermining them. But people should just be allowed to say whatever they want. If the president has a point to prove that he is not that, then it's up to him and his government to prove to the people that this is who he is and this is what he stands for. And he is not that kind of person.
Maita basa wakapikinyura mba nyimiri parunara chimbo. Tora mtereri, tinamu koma William Tapera variku South Africa. Maswera same koma William.
Tinofora makadivo mukoma zvonga.
Aiwa ndiri mupenyu, chirongwa ndechenyu, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ine pfungwa dzangu nezvokona kwangu. Handioni pane chikonzero chekuti kwanzi titi kwanzi tinoselebreta kuzvitonga kuzvera. Hapana kuzvitonga kuzvere nekuti Zimbabwe tiri kutongwa nedemo, tiri kutongwa nemabhinya, chihurumende chiri kutonga chindechemabhinya. Hapana zvetinotonga kuzvere nekuti tikataura. Tikati titaure kodzero dzedu tourawa, saka hapana kucelebrata kwetinoita. Ini kana musi wachona ndinotori ndinetende kubasa, hapana chikonzero chekucelebrata tichitongwa nedemo nechihurumende chembavha chiri kutonga.
Hatigone hedu kuti titaure hedu kuti hurumende yembavha, asi kuti munge muchitaura hanyu kodzero dzenyu sezvatiri kutaura kuti munosununga kutaura kodzero. Ndo zvataichitaura, asi hatikwanisa hedu kuzopomera nekuti hatina umbo wekuti vari kuba sesu zvedu kustudio 7 kuti zotashuwa tinokutsigirai vakadai. Asi chii chamunofunga kuti chinofanira kunge chiitwa kuti zvinhu zvigadziriswe?
Chinofanira kunge chichiitwa kuti zvinhu zvigadziriswe. Hurumende iripo inofanira kungoti imbogamushira zvido zvevanhu ndokuti zvinhu zvigadziriswe. Ivo vachava kutaura chokwadi. Vagundikana kutonga ngavagamuchire zvido zvewanhu kubva kwanisa kupinda imwe government. Pasina kupinda imwe new government, nyika iyi inongoramba iri mumadhaka zvezvaro zveZimbabwe tichingotambura. Saka pari kuda new government apa nokwanisa mudzumudza economy. Ava vakonewa, vakonewa kutonga vari kungovanda nekuti hei nyika ine masankisheni vachinyepera vanhu. Nyika ina masankisheni, ivo ndo vakatemerwa masankisheni nokuda kwokutonga nedemo. Ivo ngavachingoita kuti vabvevo nyika iwanewo hurumende inokwanisa kutonga isu muzvetsi tikwanisa kurarama tiri munyika medu. Tiri kutambura kunoku.
Asi mukoma Tapera, tichitarisa hedu pamakore 37 hamungashayiwo chimwe chamungati ichi chinenge chakafamba ichi? Hamunawo chimwe chete kana zviviri?
if we wonder it no go to Ndawa, would Ipa Waga 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 to Gunera by if Ipa put in Otenda, Ipa Waga Gona.
Ayo ndofunga vari kunzwa muchivatenda zvimwe zvinotarisira kuti zviri kumaoko enyu imi vana veZimbabwe kuti munge muchibatsirana kuumba nyika kuigadzirisa inyika yenyu saka batsiranai kuiumba tinotenda zvikuru mukoma saka muri kuenda kumusha here tinoona kuti pane holiday yakakura apa pane Easter and Independence
ndikutenda ndinofunga ndotenda pa June oro July pa ndikutenda rejesa nyaya dzokuvota ndobenenda apa ndikugwanisa.
Aiwa, pakanaka maita basa, morara zvakanaka mukoma.
Ndatenda mukoma wangu.
Maita basa. Chris, vanhu vari kunyunyutawo mukoma tapera. Hanzi zvinhu hazvina kugadzikana kumusha, saka ihondo iripo.
Yeah. Chonga, let's take a brief break when we'll be right back.
2018 is Zimbabwe's watershed moment.
Beyond elections, a panel discussion.
This Thursday, April 13, 2017, 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Zimbabwean time.
Voice of America's Zimbabwe service invites you to a panel discussion on the way forward for Zimbabwe.
Our panelists include Dr. Chipode Ndere, Assistant Professor at Gettysburg College.
Harry Thomas Jr., His Excellency, U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe.
Dr. Tawia Katso, Development and Social Consultant.
And Dr. Roderick Machekano, Zimbabwe Diaspora Network, North America.
For all your social media conversations, don't forget to use hashtag ZimBeyond2018.
Yes, Chonga, it will be a big day tomorrow right here at the Voice of America.
That's true, Chris. I heard your voice there.
Yeah. Yes, lomlaleli ulunga, Jose South Africa. Lunga, kunjani?
Mkona, kunjani, ba?
I say apila, kunjani, unga apikwe South Africa.
Azange beyibone nje indlela iZimbabwe yangiqala ngayo nje ukuthi ingene embusweni from sisuka kuSmith sizongena kuMgabe nje bengiyisaphethe njengamanje. Kusho ukuthi abantu abangayibona ngento eyenzakala ngaleso sikhathi bangakhona ukucelebrate ngempela ngokukhululeka ngoba abazange beyibone le nto thina esayibonayo. Njalo into okuthiwa yinkululeko mibona ngathi kabayazi nokuthi kuthiwa yinto enjani. Ngoba uma sibuyele emuva nje kine sikhule ngama-70s sibona uSmith lo ogcine ebizwa kuthiwa nguke ngu-government wabacindezeli. Sibona ngathi lona nguye wayenguhulumende owenkululeko kunalo esithi ngwenkululeko kumanje esiyibona ekhona ngoba usengumcindezeli impela ukudlula loya u-Ian Smith. Esasikubona ku-Ian Smith sasingalambi ezibhedlela kunje kwakungashoti lutho umuntu wayetreatwa mpela naye ubona ukuthi uyasetyenzwa. Manje leyo esokukhona njengamanje usuthola ukuthi uyafa ufele ebhentshini uthi linde usizo akunamuthi ne-assistant yakhona very poor lokhuyana kokuthi nabo ayikho into abangayenza vele ugovernment engaba-approved by it inga-annexed. So manje uma kuthiwa kuyiwa kwi-independence nje kusho ukuthi noma ngabe bengisekhaya vele angiboni ukuthi bengizobona umehluko nje phakathi ukuthi akwenzakali lutho vele ngoba akunajintshi oluhleli lukhona eZimbabwe.
Manje
another thing engiyibona iyimisteki yalaba abantu nje abasathi bangama-supporters ezanu kusho ukuthi ekugcineni lokho esikubonayo bayabe sebekubona kusho ukuthi kuyabe sekunzima kibo ngoba uma ekulahla lo uhulumende wethu uma ngabe ekwazi vele yazi ukulahla kabuhlungu esathi kubona thina esikhathi seground ukuzofika lesikhathi suka le emakhaya thina siza la eSouth Africa. Mina ngathi nje ngibuyela eGoli ngo 1987. Ngisuka lena ngiyibona nje impilo yayisingale yokwase ukuqala vele ukuthi uma uthi uyofuna umsebenzi nje bakutshentiyoza nekhadi lezana. Kumanje abanye kusho ukuthi abayazi le nto noma besathela uxhaso la ugovernment basabona sengathi kumnandi le kuwe. Inikezwa nje iy'mpuphu lezi ezibhedayo naboorayisi labo kakabavuthwa ney'ndumbe ezikhombisayo. So abanye bakubona njengento e-right kanti thina esakubonayo nje impilo yayikhona kuqala siyayibona nje into e-wrong sizofika kunamhlanje.
So
another thing engizatshela ukuyibeka nje amaZimbabweni thina kusho ukuthi lesi la e-South Africa ne kube ne nalokho kwakwalana ababekugqugquzela i-DA esikakhulu eyakhelesi uZuma. Sokutholakala amaZimbabwe naye eyogcwala ngale ethi ayalwa fighting against Zuma. Ngibona ngathi yazi i-mistake enkulu kakhulu abayenzayo ngoba la bantu abaqokele imashi ngabantu abangafuni ama-foreigners la e-South Africa. Njengoba benizwa ulo Henning Mashaba uhlele njalo nje umuntu against ama-foreigners. But nakubonakala amaZimbabweni ayoncedisana nalabo abantu abathi bona uZuma kaphuma esihlalweni. Ngabantu akusho ukuthi abasabambisana ne-DA. Eyothi ma uZuma angaphuma esihlalweni laphana ivele nje ithintithe kwasani nje khona la e-South Africa eyi-foreign. So engibona kuyinqwala enkulu nje le yenziwa ngamaZimbabweni. Asazi ukuthi siyabe siyophephe lapho ngibona uZuma ngathi nguhulumende obengcono kunawo wonke nje ama-president ayaphatha la e-South Africa kuma-foreigners.
Hayi
ngibona yami leyo nje bengizama ukuyibeka nje.
Manje wena ubona ungani kuyini okungenziwa ukubana udaba lolu luhambe kahle?
Lolwala e-South Africa.
Hayi olwasekhaya lona.
Olwasekhaya kunzima ngoba uyabona ukuthi abantu abaphethe labo ngabantu nje abangafuni ukunika noma ngubani i-chance nje ukuthi asakamise isikhandla. Uma ngathi bekimbono yakho nje kusho ukuthi usenkingeni kungaba inhlanhla nje ukuthi uboshe kodwa bevele siyazi vele ukuthi lapha uyabulawa vele nokunyamalala njengoba bona benyamalala usizo esesingalithola manje otherwise kungaba nje amanye amazwe nje ongaba nesibindi nabo let's say impansi nabantu abanjengabo George Bush abangena ku-Afghanistan nje badlakaza badlakaza nje nabo basibona nje kuboma amagadafi lakwagcina kanjani ngoko-Obama. Kusho ukuthi makungakuba noyi-one nje umuntu ongaqongi isibili nawe uyosale ebizwa nge-hero ma ebhihlizele umbuso wezandla okhona. Kunasodwa nje ayi kuyoba nzima nje.
Hayi kwezwakala isibongile kakhulu mnumzana.
Hayi bonga mina baba.
Jonga Mr. Lunga has a number of
issues
as well, more than four. Yeah, his main concern is that, you know, most people who think that, you know, the status quo is okay are those who did not experience life before Zimbabwe's independence. And he says that, you know, the current situation where the hospitals have no medicine and so forth is not just, you know, it's a very bad situation that shows that independence didn't bring anything meaningful to the people. And he also adds that the current situation in South Africa right now is not happy about Zimbabweans getting involved in the, you know, in the demonstrations and so forth, because he says that most of those people who are against Zuma are against foreigners. So in a way, they are helping those people who are against them.
That's a good observation.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, we will turn that back to Mr. Cassius Jason Mpofu, since he's there. Mnumzana Mpofu.
Yo, Baba.
Yeah, so what is your contribution? Listener here, the caller says that, you know, most people who want Zuma to go, most South Africans who want Zuma to go, those who are mostly against foreigners. What's your take?
Yeah, I agree very much with the previous caller and all the other people who share the same sentiment about this thing of demonstrating aggression. I think the Zimbabweans must
remember where, especially this Zimbabwe is Africa. We must remember, let's not forget why we are in South Africa. We have a big problem at home that needs our attention. We don't have to waste time fighting a war that does not belong to us. When we've got a big war to take care of at home, I think people of Zimbabwe must be thankful to Zuma's government for all they've done. I think we have a lot of people here have got some work permits, tax permits, business permits through the government of Zuma. That's the government that should introduce those things. So I think for now, people to turn again and say, no, Zuma, this, Zuma, this. Yes, there's a problem in the ANC. Let's leave that to the people of South Africa. Let's leave that to the ANC to sort their problems out. It's not our problem. We have a big problem to look at, I mean, to attend to at home. It's a waste of time fighting the war that does not belong to us. These people, these guys who are against Zuma, most of them are anti-foreigners. The latest xenophobia attack that happened was instigated by the Joburg mayor, who happens to be a DA mayor. So I think it's the same line. The people who are the leadership of DA, they are all the same. They are unforeigners. They hate black people. I think it's a waste of time for Zimbabwe. We must look at what we are supposed to be doing at home. We've got a big job to do at home.
Okay, thank you so much. I just keep holding on.
Chris, tatenda kuna waka pikinyo tina mkoma love mo chuare varuku South Africa. Maswira se mkoma love mo.
Taswira se du maswira za kadigo.
Aiwa taswira manzwa mwe mtaura vakutaura pamwechete na vampofu varutaura unyaya kuti Zimbabwe. Vana weZimbabwe varuku South Africa ikoko. Vamwe vapindawo mukuratidzira kwa kuchiitwa kwekuti vazuma vasiye chigaro. Munoti iwe imi?
Iyo yavazuma iyo handinyanyi kubatikana zvangu nayo. Hondo yangu iri kumusha chaiko.
Aiwa ndinozviziva, asi naida kunzwa kuti since muri muSouth Africa imi dzimwe nguva muri mumwe wevanhu vanenge vapindawo mukuratidzira kwanhasi ikoko.
No, handina kutombopindira zvedu mukuratidzira kwavo. Asi anyway, ini zvangu maonera ndinoita handindotwirirani nehamba kutaura izvinhu kuti vazuma, of course, vane hand pavari kudi pavari kukanganisawo zvinoenderana nemamiro yakaita muno. But kana tikatora maforeigners ka, isusu vanga vachitibatawo zviri nani, otherwise vakatodarika zvatachitwa kumusha kwedu. Saka handinoona kunge zviri nani kwatiri isusu.
Aiwa, maita chipinda yanyu kune iri mudariro yekumusha.
Kumusha chekupemberera ini independence hapana, nokuti tiri muhondo. And sezvandakaita ini ndinotori neurema hwakabva kuSANPF kubva pa-2008 elections data. Saka tiri kugara takatiza kunge tsuro, togara takatobudisa maziso kunge tsuro kuti anytime tinogona kungodi kudzingirirwa neimbwa. Saka independence yayo pairika hadina independence tekucelebrata hapana, nokuti tiri muhondo. Takatomirira kuti dai zvaita hondo yatiri kurwa pamwe taikwanisa kuzowana independence yakasiyana nezviripo.
Ndomubvunzo wandanichakubvunza iwe kuti munofunga here kuti vamwe vamunozotarisira kuti vanouya vachitora masimba vangatonga zvakasiyana nevari kutonga izvo, tichiona kuti masimba anenge angori kuvanhu vatema iwayo?
Chakanaka kana kuti chandingatarisira, ZANU-PF payakapinda yakanga ichambova nehunhu hwekuti yairespekta vanhu, nekuti pamwe ndoda kuti changa changodi ichangopinda zvafana nemuroora ka. Kana muroora achiva mumusha menyu, mabvo ekutanga anomborespekta even nehuku chaizvo, anotoiti ini. Saka nguva iyoyo ndonguva yatinobhenefitavo isusu vana veZimbabwe. Vanouya vacho of course vanhu vatema vakangoitawo sesu, kati vakaita sevaripo, asi hativapi mukana wakareba sewatakapa kuvanhu vakaita veZANU-PF. Taifungidzira kuti mazimambo tisingazivi kuti aiwa iofisi yavanhu. Saka ofisi yayoka mashandisiro ava kuita manje, kana kuti regai nditi vakadzika midzi yacho iko zvinenge tichidzupura manje. is too much. Saka ku mende inotevera yati kutarisira isusu hativapi that time yakareba semari berwa yakaita
37 years.
Yes. Saka 37 years zvako hadzina zvadzichareva kana pane zvakanaka zviviri zvakatanga kuitaka zvakafanira kuti wafu bika zvakonyama yako wafuraya zvakanaka naka wotora zvoizira mazimvura yozara mazimvura after kudi after fuaya saka chatinozoona isusu ka mazimvura yane zvinyama zvinenge zvakungokunguruka pamusoro saka zvawaita pekutanga hazvina zvadzichareva zvakafanira maovet maod veterans of course taivaremekedza but vakukanganwa chavakaendera kuhondo voita sekuti vakaenda kundovira mugabe nemukadzi wake saka dignity yemaovetica haichaoneki ende vanokanganwa futi kuti vachirwa hondo ka vanga vasiri vega vaiva nesu muhondo taiti iwe neni tine basa yekusunungura zimbabwe so they can't forget kuti zimbabwe havana kuisunungura vega havana kubva kumozambique vakabereka chikafu kumusana vaichiwana mubva muzimbabwe chichibva kuvabereki vedu vaiti ganangarigeberere vaidya huku nemombe nembudzi dzevabereki vedu dzaifanira kuendesa isusu kana kuti dzaifanira kubatsira isu so they tend to forget kuti hondo takarwa tese so they think kuti ivo ndo vakarwa vega aiwa hondo takarwa tese saka chimiyo chemaovet hapachina tiri muhondo yekutotangazve kuti pamwe tingamira pakanaka
Aiwa maita basa zvikuru mukoma wangu mora zvakanaka
ndinotenda manzinzo wakachirongwana
thank you so much Chris ndimukoma Chuware love more vari ku South Africa varungotsinirawo zvimwe chete zvavishaurwa nevamwe vateereri zvekuti zvinhu zvinofananga zvichigadziriswa he said that people gave ZANU-PF too much room to maneuver and in the end it's difficult to uproot it 37 years in power and he's saying that things have gone down instead of going up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, Jonga, we have another caller. Silo Skombe. Who's Skombe? Who says Zimbabwe? Kunjani Skombe?
Kona Baba, kunjani?
Hai, siyapi. Lufonu ngapi, Baba Skombe?
Ankona lapa lpani lapa agu watu 17.
Oh, tuze leta aluga.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Kunjani masimini?
Hayi kodoko nje ukuthi izinto zisukela khamba masinyane. Anti lale lale lati ukukala lapho nalala amabele la akukala lisenze lokhuzeni. Then now sokulala amabele amanyane kathi sekuthembele kiyo but now asekhanya hayi. Kanti sekho phela kule ndisindile yabuya squad.
Yeah, hayi sike sabona bemkhathi bathi lona liyabuya ikakhulu kusukusela kusasa. Asazi umbe baqinisile.
Hayi nayi ngaba ngiyolo baba abantu bengasila kulamakela amanyane walala abulabizini
mhm ah ungasiphi imbono yakho uzabu uyahlinza yini imbuzi lapha nge Independence Day
hayi imbuzi ungahlinza babuzenzele yakho independence ngoba yona anti vele independence kwanzele ukuthi abantu abasuthu kodwa ke yabukhlinzela nje hayi kule ukuthi ujabulele ukuthi live right ngoba lawe uyazibonela baba kuyile 37 years lamadoda akathi ale 37 years izisibili amadoda abane sebesiba labazulu so ngaba angiboni ukuthi bayazi into ukuthi independence ngoba ngiyahlezi nje baba ukuhlala le government ipromiswa into engani yeke bekhole singathi kona kipitini on empty promises since 37 years so kulabo isaphu kulabo bani bani kungama failure naku kuyafika okunye kuthiwa everything okuthi yakhetha okungaukuthi naku lakho lokho sokukhona sipromiswa ilokhuzeni kuthiwa yindivuri asset yama-2 million jobs kwathini thini kothi livele kuzishona thiya phasi kathi kwenziwa yinlento
hayi siyakuzwa
so into engibonayo nje ngcono abantu abazame ukunceda bona babangathi ngamaphathi aphikisayo yimera yabo lokuzenzela ukuthi otherwise bengasineta kumbe ngabe kuyezwa kabi lokhu kwamakarawu bezame ukubonana le-sadak bebonana le-african union beyizame sibe indaba lokuthi kusiyafika u-18 ngoba sikhanye ngani sesilethi sesisemuva abantu bakafundiswa la i-biometric sifinde emiyayo andibona ukuthi abantu bazayifunda ukuthesha bamaselection otherwise engagcina sekuya ngebackdoor njengoba siyaye lokuyiyena ngoba antu yabona ukuthi iyathesa isikhathi sihambile wonke umuntu uyabona ukuthi isikhathi asisekho so into evele ikhona asazi ukuthi ama-powers abo yena nababelinika ukuthi afike ukude okunganani abanzi okunganani kwenzela ukuthi ngabe bahambisa kusadaki kumbe kusehlule kusadaki ku-au kuhambe kuye phambili kwenzela ukuthi zame ukuthi nika le nto lapha i-16 yamayero kuze ukuvota lapha ezimbabwe yiyo phele evele ikhona so yena engami nje le nto abayizamayo equalition ingcono kakhulu kodwa into ekumele beyinanzeleli ukuthi isihlahla esilempande baba lesihlahla esiminyane esingalampande akusizi ukuthi singathi ukuqhelise khonapho isihlahla esingalampande silingane lesihlahla esilempande esilomthuzi omkhulu asiyeni khonapho lapho okuvele kulale i-opposition party ele-leader elempande noma iyabe kuyikuthi njani kodwa anti nje isihlahla esikhulu ngibone ngani asilandeleni nje sonke sizanikana isikhundla kunangase siqedele oluduka esilahla
hayi kuyizwakala kutsho ukuthi lapha ukhuthaza ukuthi kube lokubambana
khuthaza ukuthi kube lokubambana sibili ngoba yikho kuphela akuvele kubalulekile angithi ingasibambeni manje into engani iyahlupha yukuthi abantu bezimbabwe buningi bagigisa izikhundla lokhu lalokuyana lalokuyana akusizi ngoba uzasigigisa isikhundla ukuthi lami yibe yini uzakwenzani uyi-one ingabambananga lokunye umuntu anti nxa sengabe sesibambele sokule demokrasi kulula-ke ukuthi sibone sizinto siya phambili nawe laleso sikhundla ngiyawukwanisa ukusebenzi uyasinikwa kasibaleki isikhundla kuthi ningizi-ke lama-chances uyawathola kasiqale sithuthe lapha sisonke sindawona
hhayi kuyezwakala sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Sigombe
ye hayi kumele sihlalele sithinta lapha ngikhuluma lathi sikwazi ukuthi izinto zingaba ngcono sinekusana lani zizama ukuthi sibonise emine imibono elizwayo njengoba hayi siyastandard i-studio 7 ngoba vele yiyo phela iredio esivele sesiyithembile akulamaredio phela lapha anti la uyazi ukuthi vele lapha ezimbabwe akula demokrasi iyajlekile hayi iredio vele akulamadependency studio umbe whatever it is vele into emnyama nje ukuthi abantu sonke abasemakhaya kumnyama
hayi kuyezwakala hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Sigombe
yebo baba isithinto kwenzela ukuthi ifike lani isikhathi esine
hayi sizalithinta umsakazo ngowenu
yebo baba
hayi sibongile
okay
jonga Mr. Sigombe is you know he has the same sentiments with other people but his main concern is that there's no unity of purpose within the opposition. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he says, why don't they, first of all, you know, make sure the situation changes and then afterwards they can then start pursuing positions because he says it seems like it's the most divisive thing.
Oh, yeah, I think that's true. Many people have been complaining about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, as we have heard from the opposition themselves, they are saying that their efforts to make a coalition. We don't know how that will pan out. We're also joined by Mr. Jonah Masia, a Zimbabwean who is based here in America, in West Virginia. Mr. Masia, welcome to Studio 7 Diaspora Forum.
Hello, Mr. Jonga. How are you?
No, we are fine, but your phone sounds, I think it's like you are on a speakerphone.
Okay, I just took it off. How are you, Mr. Jonga?
No, we are doing fine. Just in a brief, how are you planning to celebrate independence, 37 years of independence?
Hey, this is quite an occasion for Zimbabwe itself and the people of Zimbabwe. Personally, I'm planning to get together with friends, and, you know, just celebrate and think through what it means for the people of Zimbabwe and the country. We also have an organization that called Zimbabwe Diaspora Network of North America. We are planning to do that at a later date because of different people's commitments. We are doing it within the coming month, and we hope to get together as Zimbabweans to celebrate.
Hmm. Okay, thank you so much. Do stay on the line. Chris may throw a question to Mr. Kapikinyu.
Mr. Kapikinyu. Hello, Mr. Kapikinyu.
Yes, sir, I'm here on the line.
Okay. Yeah, now, what exactly will you be doing on the, or you celebrating before the day or this weekend?
This weekend, there is a barbecue where a couple of Zimbabweans are going to have, and so it will be barbecuing, dancing, song and dance. So there will be music and some networking and exchange of business ideas, as well as some thinking of the way forward on how we can contribute back home in terms of our home areas and in terms of the country as a whole, how we can contribute ideas politically also.
Oh, I see, I see. Oh, so there will also be politics. In other words, are you going to have different people from different political parties, or can you tell us about that?
No, this is just a barbecue for Zimbabweans. But as you know, where two and three Zimbabweans meet, they would always want to find a solution, a political solution or economic situation,
mm-hmm.
a solution for anything that's happening back home. So this is a time for us to also come together and start thinking clearly about it and how we want things done back home.
Mm-hmm. Wow, well, that's a I'm sure Chonga and myself, we might join you.
That is if we are invited by Mr. Kapikinyu.
No, I think you saw it, DJ Tao posted. I'll send you the details.
Thank you so much. Stay on the line. Mr. Mpofu, there are some Zimbabweans who are saying that since independence, though things are not yet good for everybody, but there were some gains that were made, especially in education, health, and also I think basic standards of living, people's lives changed. What's your take on this?
Yeah, I think in the early 80s, there was an improvement on the health sector, on education, with the attack interest that was taking place. There was a big improvement on those two sectors. Also, the infrastructure, there was a little bit of development. But later on, things started to go in a very slow rate until everything came to a standstill. Right now, everything has been reversed. We went 5 gears up. Now we have gone 10 gears down from what we what we had achieved in 1980 to early 1990. Right now, if you go to some big cities, you can see some roads. They have got some very big potholes. That cannot be allowed. That cannot happen in a big city, a pothole. The municipalities are failing to maintain the infrastructure because the economy is not functioning well. Everything has gone down, and it's going down. We are still counting. We are still going down. There is a lot of things that are going the wrong way. No one is taking care of anything. No one is worried about it. The only time we hear about some road being repaired, the roads coming from Borodale, where the old man stays, maybe to a venue, if he has got a meeting, they have to jump around and maintain that road. Maybe it's going to Sheraton, maybe it's going to any other hotel or going to the airport. Those roads are the only roads that are being maintained. There are no portals. But all the other roads in locations, the city centers, things have gone bad. We inherited a jewelry of Africa in 1980. Now, it's like you have been we have been at war. For the past 20 years, the structure has gone down. Nothing is happening. We don't have our own currency. There's nothing to talk about now in Zimbabwe. There's nothing, totally nothing to talk about.
Thank you so much. Stay on the line. We have another caller, Libert Nyanongo. Mkoma Libert, magadi varuku Namibia, Chris.
Munofara here, mkoma Jonga, ndemire.
Takufara, ramapinda mchurongwa, ndeshenyu, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
pfungwa dzangu nemaonero angu nyaya iripo panyaya Zimbabwe muzimbabwe vanhu vakuru vedu ava vanotimiririra like inini handiwanzi kuti kufarira kutaura nyaya yezimbabwe ndoda kufarira kutaura nyaya yekwandobva ndobva kuinyanga mhenu kana muchikuziva
tinokuziva
ndichikura ndiri kuinyanga tine mamwe maministers akapinda achiuya achitinyepera tine imwe rodhi inonzi Bhinya rodhi kuinyanga ikataurwa nevakawanda muchiitarisa Bhinya rodhi inonzi ine third road but tichitarisa maMPs ariko hapana kana chinhwani chinoitwa ikokoko tichitarisawo kuinyanga kwacho ikokoko tine zvinhu zvakawanda zvinoitwa kunyanga kune simba kune simba mabotiso
mukoma nhare yenyu hamenu zvayaita izvo saka tombokupai mukana mudairi henyu nhare iri kupinda i
regai titaure
ya chingoti dimu nekuti nguva dzapera toda kupa vamwe mukana
allright saka chinhu chinotigumbura ndechekuti tine mamps edu vanouya vachiita misangano yavo vachitinyepera vachiita zvavanenge vasingadi saka zvinhu zvinototi unotoshauza kuti vanenge vada kuti zvimboitwa sei
asi pa37 years ipapa hamunawo here zvimwe zvamunoyemura
like now ini handira chandinoyemura because hatina kana indastry look tinorima mapotatoes kunyanga hakuna kana indastry inomanufacturewo imwe kune timbe hakuna kana indastry inoitawo zvetimbe hakuna kana
aiwa
saka hapana zvandinoyemura
maita basa mukoma tinoimba kuti pane zvichanaka zviri kuuya nekuti kunzwa vana vezimbabwe vese vari kutaura vari kuti pane mukana wekuti zvinhu zvigadzirisike maita basa
aiwa ba
tinotenda Chris is saying since 1980 he hails from Inyanga and he says that nothing changed even the main road in Inyanga Bhinya Road it's still not in that state that they were promised during independence in 1980 that the road will be rehabilitated into a major road. He says it's still a small tarred road. But well, there is hope. Where there is will, there is hope.
Okay, Chonga, let's have another quick commercial break.
Studio 7
means a voice of balance, objectivity, and truth. You want truth and objectivity and balance, and you listen to Studio 7.
Yeah, she said it. From Monday to Friday, Studio 7 live on the radio, and of course, right here on Live Talk.
That's true. Regai tinzwewa masiya kuti vanoti iwo Zimbabwe yakawanisa vanhu dzidzo pachena kubva yawana kuzvitonga kuzere zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinonzi zvakawanikwawo muindependence munoti iva masiya
chandemiri ichocho ichokwadi tingati kubva pa 1980 vanhu vakadzidza vakawanda kuZimbabwe I think zvinoonekwa kuti zvinhu zvakaunza mari zvavo chakanaka vanhu vedu vechitema vakakwanisa kuinda kuchikoro zvakanyanya kudarika panguva yavaienda panguva yaSmith ukatarawo futi kuti iye zvino chaiko chaiko vanhu vano tinozvirova dundundu tiri kunze kwenyika tichiti muZimbabwe haiti muZimbabwe akadzidza kudzidza kwatiri kutaura ikoko kwakanyanya kwatiri kutarisa history kubva pa1980 zvichiinda
nguva dzaakutizai vamasiya
aiwa tinotenda tinozogona kutaura futi zvepanoteera
aiwa hapana dambudziko tinotenda zvikuru Chris
yes Jonga we'd like to thank Mr. Jonah Masiya there we also had Mr. Cassius J's Mpofu and also Takawira Kapinyu and
Kapikinyu,
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, and also we had a lot of people writing in, and you know what? The topic was President Mugabe's new hairstyle. while. Surprisingly, our topic was independence, but...
But people were writing about President Mugabe's new hairstyle.
Yes, until we meet next week, Jonga, thanks to our viewers and callers. This is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, Jonga Kandemiri, ndoti morara zvakanaka vateerera asi musakanganwa zvirongwa zvestudio 7.